You're listening to GPB Savannah. I'm Emily Jones, and joining me for a look ahead at the weekend is Bill Doors, who's the editor of the music blog Hissing Lawns. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Emily. Always great to be here.
Great to have you. And there is plenty to do this weekend, starting with a look at public art.
Yeah, on Thursday evening, there will be an intro to public art discussion. It's the first of a three-part series being moderated by Christopher Monroe, and that will be at the Savannah Cultural Arts Center. And it should be a really interesting chance for people to talk about public art in Savannah. I think there's a broad sense that we should have more, but what should that look like? And of course, there are people that don't want more. Anyway.
And that's why there's a discussion.
Indeed.
Also on Thursday, there's a cool lecture at the Jepson.
Two of my really, really super talented Georgia Southern colleagues, Amanda Conkle and Bridget Kahn, will be presenting the next installment of Georgia Southern University's A Movable Feast lecture series. And this one is called Portrait of the Icon as a Young Woman, and the subtitle, Photography and the Making of Stardom. Amanda wrote a book about Marilyn Monroe that was published recently. Bridget Kahn is a great photographer, and they will be talking about a display of portraits, celebrity portraits that are at the Jepson. That's going to be really good.
Then on Friday night, we got some music.
We've got some heavy music on Friday night. The Black Dahlia Murder, which has been out there on the forefront of death metal for nearly 20 years, founded in the Detroit area. They will be playing Victory North on Friday night. Openers, two young acts that people will want to catch, Depressor and Night Squatch.
And of course, it is October, time for one of Tybee Island's big annual festivals.
Pirate Fest, it just feels like it gets bigger and bigger all the time. It runs Thursday through Sunday. The Thursday evening begins with the Buccaneer Ball at the Crab Shack. And the music Friday night, a really great lineup. Eric Culberson, Damon, and the Kickers. And then the Kentucky Headhunters headlining. In addition, there, in the midst of all that, there will also be a cannon firing and opening ceremony. And then Saturday, all day, a parade. And then another big music lineup Saturday night, capped by Les Zeppelin. And Great White as the headliner, and then fireworks that will start sometime after 10. And then Sunday, more kids stuff, bands early in the day with Thomas Claxton and The Myth playing at 1:30.
So tons to do on Tybee this weekend.
Tons to do on Tybee. And I don't know how many people have been to Pirate Fest, but it's a party. I mean, Tybee's a party anyway, and Pirate Fest is a party, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sounds it. Then finally on Sunday.
Yeah, on Sunday, kind of a more somber gathering that arts lovers and music lovers in town will at least want to know about. Tom Townsend, he was the founder of A-Town Get Down, a really remarkable man. He died after a short illness recently. Green Truck Pub is going to provide some food from 3 to 6 p.m., bar proceeds will go to the Alex Townsend Memorial Foundation, and it will just be a chance for all of us whose lives in some way were touched by Tom to remember him, honor him. There will be artwork from students of Loop It Up there, and live music, and just probably just a lot of people talking and remembering a really great person who kind of adopted Savannah and did a lot of good work here.
Well, Bill Doors, columnist for the Savannah Morning News, thanks for joining me.
Thank you so much, Emily.
And have a great weekend.
You too.